It's interesting, the readings that we are given today for this beautiful feast of St. Agatha, because in a sense, they have nothing to do with her. She was a virgin, a martyr, unmarried, and not willing to marry. So either way, whoever put these together, the monk that put these together must have had too much wine at lunch that day. And the monks did drink a lot of wine. They invented all the liqueurs that we drink, you know, including Jägermeister and Chinar and all the other wonderful liqueurs that we drink. But that they can make your eyes do crazy things. Nevertheless, and of course today is a very special feast. Thank goodness that we don't have to bless anything, because Saturday we blessed the throats, but today we would have to bless other things that go unmentioned. St. Agatha was a young virgin from a wealthy family in Sicily, in Catania, I believe, and in the middle of the 3rd century, around 250-54, during the persecution of the Emperor Decius, who hated the church with a passion. And you know why some hate the church more than others? Perhaps they are possessed by demons. Who knows? Only God knows. We don't. And so anyway, he began a persecution of the church. But this, for Agatha, it began because the prefect Quintianus wanted to marry Agatha. And Agatha had given her virginity, and this, of course, has to do with the readings of today. She had given her virginity to Christ. She had made herself a eunuch for Christ's sake. And, of course, eunuchs are chaste. They have no choice. But nevertheless, we have a choice. Our Lord says, some of us make ourselves eunuchs for the kingdom of God. And that, of course, is the priest, the religious, and so forth of the church. And so Agatha had chosen virginity for Christ. She had given herself to Christ and only to Christ. And so Quintianus tried and tried and tried to dissuade her, and she refused. So he got very angry. So he condemned her to death. But first of all, he would condemn her to be tortured horribly. And she was raked with sharp rakes all over her body. And then he cut off one of her breasts and then threw her into prison, because she didn't die and she continued to be faithful to Christ. How many of us would do that? And so during the night, when she was languishing in horrible pain, as you can imagine. So when you have a pain, think about St. Agatha and then stop complaining. In the middle of the night, St. Peter the Apostle appeared to her in the dungeon. And the first thing he did, after blessing her, he restored her breasts. And as a result of this part of her martyrdom, on this day, all throughout Europe, but especially in Italy and Sicily, there are little loaves of bread that resemble women's breasts that are baked and blessed and given to the faithful. So today you can eat a bread breast, and that's allowed. Not any other kind, not unless you're married and it's your wife. But anyway, don't eat it though, that would be very painful. Of course, you can share in the sufferings of St. Agatha. In the meantime, she was brought back out again. And this time she was condemned to be dragged on broken glass and pots, and also charcoals on the ground. And this was very painful. And she still would not give in. Till finally, he commanded for her to be beheaded. But before that could happen, an earthquake came upon the island, and the building in front of which Quintianus was sitting collapsed, and part of the building went onto him and killed him and his assistants. And so, you know, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Don't mess around with God. He did, and he lost, and he's not in heaven, I assure you. Now, you know, some people say there's nobody in hell. Well, they're idiots. So anyway, St. Agatha then, before the beheading, exclaimed in a loud voice, praising God, and then she immediately died. And so she is regarded as a very great hero of the island of Sicily. And of course, we remember that St. Lucy went to visit her tomb and got her mother's healing, and then she was also martyred. So she went to visit St. Agatha's tomb. Even all the way back then, in the third and fourth centuries, Christians believed, Catholics believed in relics and in miracles that God can make happen through the intercession of saints and their relics. And so, since the very beginning, we have had the veneration of relics in our church. And today is also a very special day for me, because it was on this day in 1983, I believe, that I met and became very good friends with Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati's sister, Donna Luciana. And she had me for lunch, and then after that I went to visit their summer home in the Alps, in Polonne, and help her to organize the archives and so forth. And we were friends till she died just several years ago, at 106. And so we give thanks to God also for Donna Luciana and her brother, Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.